There's a chill in the air and October is upon us, which means one thing, it's spooky stories season. Hi, I'm Carl Erickson, event and community outreach coordinator at the Bookworm Bookstore, digging up some great mystery and horror fiction for you to sink your teeth into on this segment of Arts Today. Can't decide if you want to watch a horror movie or read a scary story? Accomplish both at once by cracking open Horror Story by Paul Tremblay. It's 1993 and a group of young filmmakers spent 4 weeks making Horror Movie, a notorious arthouse horror flick. The weird part? Only three of the film's scenes were ever released to the public, but Horror Movie still found a cult following. 3 decades later, Hollywood is pushing for a big-budget reboot. The man who played the Thin Kid is the only surviving cast member and remembers all too well the secrets buried within the bizarre events of the filming. He's going to help her make the film, even if it means navigating demons of the past. But at what cost? This novel from the man who brought us The Cabin at the End of the World is an obsessive, psychologically chilling suspense that builds to an unforgettable, mind-bending conclusion. That's Horror Story by Paul Tremblay. Equal parts harrowing and triumphant, All the Colors of the Dark by Chris Whitaker is a haunting story of America, alternating between its twin strands of violence and love. It's 1975 in America. The Vietnam War is ending, Muhammad Ali is fighting Joe Frazier, and in the small town of Montclair, Missouri, girls are disappearing. And when the daughter of a wealthy family is targeted, the most unlikely hero emerges, Patch, a local boy who saves the girl and in doing so, leaves heartache in his wake. A missing person story, a serial killer thriller, a love story, a unique twist on each, Chris Whitaker has written a novel about what lurks in the shadows of obsession and the blinding light of hope. That's All the Colors of the Dark. Back in March, Stephen Graham Jones released The Angel of Indian Lake, the final book in a trilogy rooted in the mountains of Idaho. But like all good trilogies, you should start with book one. 2021's My Heart is a Chainsaw, a homage to slasher films that also manages to defy and transcend the genre. On the surface is a story of a murder in small-town America, but beneath is its beating heart, a biting critique of American colonialism, indigenous displacement and gentrification, and a heartbreaking portrait of a broken young girl who uses horror movies to cope with the horror of her own life. But when blood actually starts to spill into the waters of Indian Lake, our main character pulls us into her dizzying, encyclopedic mind of masked murderers and predicts exactly how the plot will unfold. That's book one in the Indian Lake trilogy, My Heart is a Chainsaw by Stephen Graham Jones. Finally, get lost in the pages of Liz Moore's mystery, God of the Woods. Early one morning, a camp counselor discovers an empty bunk. Its occupant, Barbara Van Laar, has gone missing. Barbara isn't just any 13-year-old. She's the daughter of the family that owns the summer camp and employs most of the region's residents. And this isn't the first time a Van Laar has disappeared. Barbara's older brother similarly vanished 14 years ago. As a panicked search begins, a thrilling drama unfolds, chasing down the layered secrets of the Van Laar family and the blue-collar community working in its shadow. Moore's multi-threaded story invites readers into a rich and gripping dynasty of secrets and second chances. That is God of the Woods by Liz Moore. If horror isn't your thing, don't fret. More information about these books and many others, as well as upcoming author events for kids and adults alike, is available at The Bookworm. This has been Carl Erickson from The Bookworm with Arts Today for KVNO.